You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Be here every week and tell your friends about us. Man, there's a lot going on in Washington, D.C. But if you're like me, by and large, it's been some pretty positive stuff. We had an incredible election year filled with ups and downs. We had the election. There's a few disputes going on here and there. But for the most part, there's no huge legal battles. There was a deep concern that there would be violence in the aftermath of the election. Thank God that's not happened. But it's not all, cookies and cream either. I mean, there are things going on behind the scenes, and we'll continue to be reporting on those. And there are a couple of things that leads me to feel a desire here to tell you, I hope you're not falling into the trap of thinking that the way you voted, you did with Dr. Dobson and me and the whole JDFI staff urged you to do. You fulfilled your expectations as a Christian citizen, and now you can just go back to your regular life. Everything's fine. The pro-life, pro-family candidate won, and there's nothing more to worry about, because that's not really an accurate reflection about where we are. So I think I'd like to begin by asking you to have a little thought experiment with me. Have you ever thought about how long or how short 18 minutes can be? Blink of an eye if you're doing something you enjoy or something that's fun. Maybe it's a phone conversation with somebody you love, or spending time with a family member and thinking back on old times. In 18 minutes, some people meet for the first time the person they end up marrying, and they look back on that someday and say, wow, do you remember that time we had that brief meeting? And here we are going into our second decade of marriage. In the final 18 minutes of labor, you as a woman could make those final pushes giving birth to your baby. And like all babies, that baby is made in the image of God. Sometimes 18 minutes can seem to go on forever. 18 minutes can be a really long time. If you're sitting in the dentist's office having a root canal, for example. 18 minutes goes slow if you're stuck in one of those notorious traffic jams in Washington, D.C., trying to get to an important meeting. This week, we learned about how one American woman spent her last 18 minutes. And the story of those 18 minutes should convict all of us to get involved every day, not just on election day, in the battle to save America. 18 minutes was how long it took an illegal alien thug, a monster really, to brutally murder Laken Riley. Her last 18 minutes were described in a courtroom recently as family and friends wept in agony as they heard the words. Laken Riley valiantly fought her attacker, but he was bigger and stronger, and eventually he overcame her. And now, as she's deprived of the great promises and rights as Americans we all enjoy, he is sitting in a courtroom enjoying all those rights and all those protections that our own government did not provide for Laken Riley. We've learned now that the murderer was flown by the Biden-Harris administration using taxpayer money, your money, the money you work so hard for, to put a little bit aside for your family, to pay your bills, maybe a night out to get a little bit relaxation after you've paid, of course, your fair share to our government. They took some of that money you paid as a taxpayer, and they provided a free airplane ticket from the sanctuary city of New York to the state of Georgia for Laken Riley's murderer. There, he stalked her and eventually killed her. Now, often in conversations about the border and what's appropriate and what isn't, somebody claiming to be an evangelical will offer this into the debate: Jesus loves migrants. Well, I'm sure he loves many of them. Jesus loved Laken Riley. I mean, saying that Jesus loves certain people does not in any way settle the debate about how a great nation protects its citizens. Now, Trump won the presidential election, and he promised during that campaign, in fact, it was his signature issue of the campaign, that he will take care of the border crisis. It's one of the reasons so many people are happy he won. But he's not president yet. Biden and Harris are still president and vice president. And so there's really nothing that Donald Trump can do other than he is outlining very clearly what his intentions are. And there are three intentions. Number one, he's going to close the border. Of course he's going to close the border. You can't be a nation if you don't secure your borders. We're sending hundreds of millions of dollars to Ukraine so they can secure their borders. So obviously, we need to spend money to secure our borders. Second of all, he's going to start deporting people that walked into this country by the millions in the last 4 years. And he's going to start with the over 1 million migrants that came into America, had their day in court, and a judge found they did not have grounds to be in America and ordered them to leave, and they have defied the order and have fled. Now, just think about that. There are 1 million people that had their day in court, and they refused to leave. They are now guilty of committing a felony, and Donald Trump is going to kick them out of the country, as he should. And then three, a top priority of President Trump and Vice President Vance is going to be, you better hold on to your chair here, it's going to be to find the 300,000 missing children. What? What's that you say? 300,000 missing children? Well, I haven't heard anything about that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The estimates are 300,000 migrant children crossed into America in the last 4 years, often alone with no adult with them. And sometimes they would have with them, though, a phone number or an address. What's this? Oh, that's my Uncle Jose. Or this is a family that's related to me. They're going to take me in. And the Biden administration, not wanting to have a big backup at the border that the public would see and the media would take video of, started handing out the children to these people that showed up saying, I'm their uncle, I'm their aunt, whatever, without any checking being done on who the adults were picking them up. And now we are told, but you have to read articles very carefully to find it, it ought to be a nationwide scandal of humongous significance. Now we're told they can't find the children. They don't know where they are. I can guarantee you that some of them have been sexually trafficked, that others are working illegally in somebody's off-the-books factory somewhere as child labor. Some of them are probably dead. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance say that as one of their acts in office, they're going to do whatever they have to do to find those children. Now, during this transition period where one president and vice president are still in office and a new president and vice president are getting ready to take office in January. And as the new president-elect is outlining his plans, other elected officials in the Washington bureaucracy and at the state and local level are going public, and they're saying what they are going to do in reaction to what President-elect Trump has promised he's going to do about this scandal. And every day, elected governors, mayors, all of them so far Democrats, and various representatives of far left-wing groups have run to microphones and announced they're going to do everything they can in the 4 years ahead of the Trump administration to protect, quote, our people, end of quote. Well, that kind of sounds reasonable. What government official wouldn't want to protect our people? Here's the problem. They don't mean Lincoln Riley. In fact, they don't mean any American citizen of whatever race like you. They're referring to her murderer and other illegal aliens. That's who they want to protect. These left-wing fanatics are pledging to resist President-elect Trump's efforts to make America safe again for actual Americans. Now, the point of this is not to depress you. It's not to demoralize you. The point is to let you know that even though you showed up to vote, even though you did what Dr. Dobson and me and our whole team asked you week after week after week to do, and the election came out well, President Trump and J.D. Vance are taking office, conservatives, at least Republicans, control the United States Senate. There's a Republican majority, even though it's small, in the House of Representatives. The battle is not over. The battle of free men and women to maintain their liberty doesn't happen once every 2 or 4 years. It's a daily battle. Now, on election night, I don't know what you were doing. My wife, Carol, and I, we stayed home. We didn't know how the election was going to come out. And quite frankly, we didn't want to take the chance that we were going to be depressed by the results and be in a room with a whole bunch of people. And what would that be like, a bunch of people just being depressed together? And so we just watched it at home and prayed and eventually celebrated. Down in Florida, thousands of supporters of Donald Trump gathered, some of them at Mar-a-Lago, others at a convention center nearby. And as the election returns started coming in that night, and one after another, the swing states, the states that could go either way, started being called for Donald Trump. So first Pennsylvania, and then North Carolina, and then Georgia, and here was the evidence right in front of our eyes that people were voting for faith, family, and freedom. They were voting for secure borders and for the sanctity of life. They were voting for making America one nation under God again. And as you can imagine, you got a lot of people from a cross-section of America, and many of them were probably drinking too much. They were celebrating in their own way. But a lot of other ones, Christians, they started finding each other in the crowd, and maybe some of them knew each other. At a certain point, they did what Christians often do, whether they're dealing with happiness or whether they're dealing with loss. In this case, it was happiness. And so they broke out in song. And I want to just play briefly a little snippet of your fellow believers singing. Listen to this.
I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power through
Well, of course, that was How Great Thou Art, a hymn that became popularized during Billy Graham's Crusades. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. My friends, Christ will come with shouts of acclamation. We'll see him either individually or when he makes his final visit to set up his kingdom. We'll all see him at the same time, and we will rejoice at the moment. But we worship a God that sacrificed himself for us. And then he blessed us, particularly as Americans, to be born in this great free country, built on the idea that liberty comes from that God, not from our government. And so while we wait for his return, we are called to be Christian citizens. Not just every 2 years or every 4 years, but every day we continue to live in this blessed land. So the point today is, my friends, the celebration's over. Time now to get back to business. We must stand up again in the 2 months of the transition, and then when a new government takes office, in order to make sure that this good country is there for our children and grandchildren until Christ returns with shouts of acclamation. Thanks for being with us today on Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Be with you again next week.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.